Penguin Audio presents Here There'll Be Monsters by Mel Jean Brook. Read by Faye Adele. Chapter 1. By the time Ivy found Ratcatcher Row, a stinking yellow fog smothered the docks. She inched along the unfamiliar street, holding her right hand out to her side and using the buildings facing the narrow wooden walk as a guide. Though only an arm's length away, the thick mist dissolved Ivy's gloved fingers into ghostly outlines. On her left, the clicking, segmented shadow of a spider rickshaw scurried by on the cobblestones, and the hydraulic hiss of the driver's thrusting feet seemed to whisper a single refrain. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Oh, she wanted to. Her humid breath filled the thin scarf she'd tied over her mouth and nose. Her heart pounded, as if she'd sprinted through these streets instead of picking her way through the fog, stopping at each building to search for an identifying sign. But at least she was moving. As long as she could move, she couldn't be taken. 7 years ago, after 2 centuries under brutal Horde rule, the pirate captain, Rhys Traherne, had destroyed the tower that the Horde used to control the nano-agents infecting every person in London. For 7 years, Ivy had been free to move as she wished, to feel as she wished, until earlier that night. Only hours ago, she'd been frozen in her bed, with her eyes closed, unable to move, listening to strangers search from room to room through her boarding house. From blacksmiths to beggars, no one in that cheap tenement owned anything of value. But when someone had come through her door, stripped away her blankets, and prodded at her thighs and breasts as if of value...